walk into a high-rise building on a street in New York City. He said he did not know why, but he just happened to look down. There, at his feet, at the entrance to a high-rise building in New York City, was the feather. Not just any feather, but the exact feather he had imagined. It was identical to the picture he had created in his mind, with all of its unique markings. In that moment, he knew without a shred of doubt that this was the law of attraction working in all its glory. He realized his amazing ability and power to attract something to himself through the power of his mind. With total faith, he has now moved on to creating much bigger things.
David Shermer, investment trainer, teacher, and wealth specialist.
People are amazed how that I line up car parks. And I've done this right from when I first understood the secret. I would visualize a car space exactly where I want it, and 95% of the time it would be there for me, and I'd just pull straight in. 5% of the time I'd have to wait just a minute or two, and the person would pull out and I'd pull in. So I do that all the time.
Now you might understand why a person who says, "I always get parking spaces," gets them. Or why a person who says, "I'm really lucky, I win things all the time," wins one thing after another all the time. These people expect it. Begin to expect great things. And as you do, you will create your life in advance.
Create your day in advance.
You can use the law of attraction to create your whole life in advance, right down to the next thing you are doing today. Prentice Mulford, a teacher whose writings share so many insights into the law of attraction and how to use it, demonstrates how important it is to think your day in advance.
When you say to yourself, "I'm going to have a pleasant visit or a pleasant journey," you are literally sending elements and forces ahead of your body that will arrange things to make your visit or journey pleasant. When before the visit or the journey or the shopping trip you are in a bad humor or fearful or apprehensive of something unpleasant, you are sending unseen agencies ahead of you which will make some kind of unpleasantness. Our thoughts, or in other words, our state of mind, is ever at work fixing up things, good or bad, in advance. Prentice Mulford.
Prentice Mulford wrote those words in the 1870s. Wow, what a pioneer. You can see clearly how important it is to think in advance every event in every day. You will no doubt have experienced the opposite of thinking your day in advance, and one of the repercussions of that is having to rush and hurry. If you are rushing or hurrying, know that those thoughts and actions are based in fear of being late, and you are fixing up bad things ahead for you. As you continue to rush, you will attract one bad thing after another into your path. In addition to that, the law of attraction is fixing up more future circumstances that will cause you to rush and hurry. You must stop and move yourself off that frequency. Take a few moments and shift yourself if you don't want to summon bad things to you. Many people, particularly in Western societies, chase time and complain that they don't have enough time. Well, as someone says that they don't have enough time, so it must be by the law of attraction. If you have been chasing your tail with thoughts of not having enough time, from now on declare emphatically, "I have more than enough time," and change your life. You can also turn waiting into a powerful time to create your future life. Next time you are in a situation where you are waiting, seize that time and imagine having all the things you want. You can do this anywhere, anytime. Turn every life situation into a positive one. Make it a daily habit to determine every event in your life in advance through your thoughts. Set the universal forces ahead of you in everything you do and everywhere you go by thinking the way you want it to go in advance. Then you are creating your life intentionally.
Secret summaries. Like Aladdin's genie, the law of attraction grants our every command. The creative process helps you create what you want in three simple steps: ask, believe, and receive. Asking the universe for what you want is your opportunity to get clear about what you want. As you get clear in your mind, you have asked. Believing involves acting, speaking, and thinking as though you have already received what you've asked for. When you emit the frequency of having received it, the law of attraction moves people, events, and circumstances for you to receive. Receiving involves feeling the way you will feel once your desire has manifested. Feeling good now puts you on the frequency of what you want. To lose weight, don't focus on losing weight. Instead, focus on your perfect weight. Feel the feelings of your perfect weight, and you will summon it to you. It takes no time for the universe to manifest what you want. It is as easy to manifest $1 as it is to manifest $1 million. Starting with something small, like a cup of coffee or parking spaces, is an easy way to experience the law of attraction in action. Powerfully intend to attract something small. As you experience the power you have to attract, you will move on to creating much bigger things. Create your day in advance by thinking the way you want it to go, and as you align yourself with that frequency, you will create your life intentionally.